how did you do with the threefold flame last week? I did not read the description of it. I did not tell you to go over both the bridges. But are you now fixed in your discipline to where you did those things? If you did not, you need to increase your self-mastery. Do not be upset with yourself, but continue. Find out these meanings. You know you have at your disposal the books that can give you this information. The Astrophysics Handbook is available to you if you do not have a copy of it already. It has the logos in it. You can also attain just the logos pamphlet. This week, we want you to concentrate on the gaze on the white light chakra. Now, we've been telling you about the chakras in the body. The white light chakra is that one just outside of the head. This is the divinity of the innocence of the child of God in you, touching all that purity and perfection infinitely eternally. It's like the cell in the body of Christ. You are a cell in this body of the Christ consciousness. You're a cell in the body of the Holy Spirit, just as there are cells in your physical body, just as you're a cell in the human being. You are also a cell in God consciousness. So as you realize, as Christ did, you are a child of God. I and the Father are one. You see, that oneness, that child of God, my Father, he didn't say, he said, our Father. So there wasn't that separateness in this light. So when you're concentrating on this chakra, this is a full subjective chakra. It does not have any separation in it. It has overcome all separation. It is in total union and sustaining power of creation. So gaze upwards to just above your head into that chakra. If you put your hand up there, you can feel it. Feel that energy there? See that? Isn't that interesting? You probably didn't know it was there. Feel it right there at the top of your head. Right up on the top of your head there. Get close to it. Feel that energy flowing up into that chakra. See? Blessings. The breath control is to breathe the white light. Now, as you're in this white light, you want to breathe it in and through your body, purifying and healing your body, purifying and uplifting your body. This week, the symbol, first you go over your rainbow bridge, then you go over your solar bridge, then the golden circle, then the yin-yang, the all-seeing eye, the green, the blue, the yellow, the red dots, then the higher triad, then the lower triad, then the blending of the two triads, then the heart or soul image, and then the threefold flame of love, wisdom, and power, and now the descending of the Holy Spirit. The symbol of descending of the Holy Spirit is like a V with an indented top. You can see it in your book. The descending of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit descends into the human and brings the gift of God from the Godhead. The divine love, the divine wisdom, the divine truth of God in the plane of matter as well as mind and emotions. This is the power from the mighty I Am presence of consciousness, the Word made manifest. Among the gifts of the Holy Spirit are prophecy, healing, precognition, clairvoyance, telepathy, predictions, wisdom of God, speaking in tongues, raising the dead, the right use of inner light, clairaudio, clairsensory, the power over space and time, the power over the angelic and elemental kingdoms, the power over all evil forces, divine grace, the power of universal mind, transcendental beingness, teleportation, intuition, to name a few of the supreme and the divine powers of the Holy Spirit of God. These are expressions not to be confused with psychic power, for there is psychic power in some of those same names, intuition psychically. But what we're talking about is divine intuition, God's wisdom, rather than your own wisdom, your own psyche. Your own psyche is the doorway to go to God's soul. Blessings of light. May the Holy Spirit bless and guide you this week. May you all live and move and have your being in the light. Thank you so much for joining with us.